For many countries, a full stop on global tourism has been economically devastating. Parts of Costa Rica were developed precisely to bring in foreign tourist dollars. Now they're hoping local Costa Rican visitors will help keep struggling Costa Rican businesses afloat. But no guarantees. The World's Monica Campbell has more.
The Quetzal bird calls out to others. Its long feathers shine emerald green and blue. Alberto Hernandez took a video of the bird. Quetzals are regulars near his home in Costa Rica.
I'm home here on my little farm, taking care of the animals, actually.
Hernandez lives near the popular Monteverde cloud forest in the mountains. Normally, he's not home. He's busy guiding tourists along the trails, pointing out wildlife. COVID-19 stopped that, but now the area is opening up, and Hernandez recently laced up his hiking boots again.
We just feel happy and positive to go back to nature, because nature is our life, you know, it's what we do here.
But it's local tourists for now. International flights are still blocked, and everyone expects a long wait until foreigners return in big numbers. So, like other countries, Costa Rica is promoting staycations. Edith Rodriguez is with the tourism ministry.
Que las personas salgan a conocer Costa Rica, a que puedan aprovechar la oportunidad única.
Now is the time for Costa Ricans to get out and enjoy having the country to themselves, she said. That's the message behind a big marketing blitz. The government is also sponsoring discounts and contests to win free nights at hotels. There's a proposal in Congress to shift holidays that fall midweek to Fridays to create more long weekends. But will this work? It's tricky. Wilbert Parejeles runs a small hotel in the cloud forest. He can only book 50% of his rooms for now to prevent crowding. He wishes he could book that much.
Everything is quiet.
He's booked just a few rooms in all, despite cutting his rates and trying to close the gap between what many foreigners can pay in euros and dollars and what many Costa Ricans can afford. Still, he's thrilled the phone is ringing again.
When they make a reservation, when they call, I have really, really big emotions.
He toured me by phone around the hotel, and it was clear things were operating differently.
Now we can go to the restaurant. I put a little more light. Everything. Give me 1 second, please. Okay.
He went to turn on the lights as he walked around. He can't afford to keep everything on with just a few guests here. James Taylor, one of those few guests, didn't mind. No, not the musician. He's a Costa Rican taking a mini vacation with his family. Over the phone, he shows me the deck where they're sitting. In the background, you can see a dense canopy of trees with the afternoon sun streaming through the mist. They're glad to be out after 2 months cooped up at home.
Just getting in the car and even starting from packing, we were so excited. I think I overpacked. I think that now it's a good time for Costa Ricans to value what they have.
Another local tourist, Omar Garcia, was also happy to get away for 2 nights, but there's a dynamic here that frustrates him. He said now the Costa Ricans are welcome at the hotels and there's deals, but why not leave discounts in place for local tourists all the time, not just when our business is needed, he asked. So things are picking up a bit in the cloud forests, but Costa Rica's beach towns are struggling. As of now, the beaches are only open from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's great if you live nearby and want to take a morning swim, but it's a disaster for tourism.
We are empty at the moment, 14 rooms, and we have been for 2.5 months.
Amy Bovis runs a small hotel in Dominical, a surf town on the Pacific coast. People love the beach, sure, but she says they also love the sounds at night of the howler monkeys. She's recorded them. She's offering her rooms at a steep discount, but many locals are out of work and can't afford them, and there's only so little she can charge.
Our electricity is still very high, so we have to think, is it worthwhile for us to rent an air-conditioned room if the person is going to cost us more money than not having anyone in that room?
There's another wrinkle. Local tourists don't always sign up for what foreigners do, like surf lessons. That's Debbie Zack teaching a surf class on the beach pre-COVID. She depends heavily on international travelers. She knows many Costa Ricans can't afford her classes, which run about $50. Plus, she says, a lot of people in the country know someone who can teach them to surf for free.
Normally, Costa Ricans, they have a friend who has a friend who surfs, and normally they don't pay for the service. They normally would do it by themselves.
She says she'll need to squeak by on savings until December, high season, when she hopes foreign tourists return. In the cloud forest, wildlife guide Alberto Hernandez is trying to rely less on tourism for everything. He's farming more.
We are growing our own food, you know, because, you know, we don't have money to buy food, so we just have potatoes. We have bananas also here, carrots. Onions.
He said his neighbors are now trading food among themselves.
You know, we're going back to the past time. So I grew up doing this.
It's how his family got by when he was a kid, he said, when there was far less tourism here. For the world, Monica Campbell.